When we moved from Aruba to Sweden, we weren't really sure what to do with our home in Aruba. We didn't want to sell the space that had so many memories and offered us a place to stay when we returned to the island. But what else could we do after moving internationally? That's when my husband came up with a brilliant plan. We can become hosts on Airbnb. The process of getting our property on Airbnb was so easy. We were able to ask other hosts for tips and got a lot of great feedback. And Airbnb is really flexible. You just choose the dates you want to host. So if you don't have a full-time rental property like us, that's perfect too. We all know the cost of living is excessive right now, so you can get more out of your space when you host on Airbnb. The added income has been so important for my family and has given my husband a project to manage that he genuinely enjoys. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host. Welcome to Yoga Girl Daily. Happy Thursday and welcome to our gratitude practice of the week. I was taking a moment to myself just now as I sat down to record this, contemplating what kind of practice to choose for today. And I just kept coming back to here now. I like to have different kinds of practices every week for gratitude, and some specific and some that have action involved, just so we have different ways of practicing gratitude all the time. But just right now, as I'm sitting here, it's Wednesday today, so I'm literally recording this the day before this podcast is out. And I just taught our very first yoga class back at our yoga studio since we were allowed to open again. So it feels like a big day, and just sitting here right now, I just can't get over how grateful I am in this moment. I have tons of resources in my daily toolbox of self-care, but the ones I absolutely cannot go without are my supplements from Symbiotica. Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies in the world, and it's so refreshing to see a health and wellness brand only use clean premium ingredients in its formulas. No seed oils, no fillers, no additives, no natural flavors, and no artificial ingredients. Since taking their products, I have noticed I have so much more energy. Even though I haven't been sleeping that well because my baby doesn't sleep so good, I still feel refreshed when I wake up in the morning. And I think it's because I take the Symbiotica sleep formula every day. And not only this, the Symbiotica supplements are the best taking supplements I have ever had. The Symbiotica sleep formula actually tastes so good. It has a cacao flavor, which makes me really excited to take it every evening. This year is your year. Are you ready to feel the results? Head over to symbiotica.com and use the code DAILY for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. So I think that's what our practice is going to be right now. You know, just taking a moment to close your eyes if you're in a space where you can give yourself a few minutes just to ground. And then without changing anything right now, that's a really important thing. Sometimes when we approach gratitude, we immediately go for those really big things or the things that are far away or the things that we are hoping to happen soon. But literally without changing anything, right? So whatever you're feeling in this moment, let yourself feel that way. Even if in this moment you don't feel grateful right now, that's okay. Just let this moment be the way it is. Let yourself be the way you are. And just sink a little bit deeper into yourself. Right now, just take a really deep breath in and out. What are you grateful for right now? What are you most grateful for right now? And just whatever comes to surface, whatever first comes to mind, trusting in your own intuition, trusting in your own wisdom, and just hold on to that for a moment. It could have been something really small, maybe a moment you had today, or something you ate or drank, or someone who, you know, sent you a text that made you smile. Just something small, right? Or perhaps it's something that feels really big, like for us, for me today, reopening our studio after 75 days or 70 something days of having been closed. You know, that's a big thing to be grateful for. But just the way you are now, how is gratitude showing up in your life right at this moment? And if you're drawing a blank, that's okay. That's okay. We don't have to walk around feeling grateful every day and all the time. But perhaps the ability to sit here listening to this podcast right now, just having that little bit of space, couple of minutes to opening up into listening, right? Going a little deeper into your own space. That's a beautiful thing. And then once you have that connection to something you feel grateful for in this moment, large or small, extraordinary or mundane, really envision it in front of you right now. If it's something that you're remembering, cherish that memory right now. If it's a person, imagine them or see them in your mind's eye and just feeling this gratitude in this moment. And let's say it out loud. Thank you. 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 I arrived to a strange feeling of gratitude for this pandemic today, sitting in my yoga shala with this small group of people that were able to show up today for our first class. Just having that moment of everything landing and so much resonating and just realizing that we wouldn't have arrived to this absolutely vulnerable, intimate place. It was such a beautiful class. We wouldn't have had that moment if it wasn't for these challenging last few months that we've had. So I had this strange moment where I just felt so grateful sitting there. And then looking back, I felt grateful for that too, even though it was, you know, one of the hardest things that any of us have ever had to go through. So if anything is resonating as gratitude that has been a challenge, honor that today as well. Thank you so much for giving yourself this moment of gratitude. I love you, and Yoga Girl Daily will be back tomorrow.